This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This attempt to make this a better day, a better week, a better month. We'll be halfway through the end of this month, halfway through this year already. Ooh-ah! How do you do? Are you conscious, alive? What's your heart's desire today? Let's see if we can get some answers to all those questions from the ladies of the day. I feel like a teacher. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Mr. Stefan.
Oh, I just can't.
All right, so I do not know what you accomplished on Friday, but doesn't make any difference because today's Monday. I wasn't much a part. Well, I was kind of a little bit of a part of the program, but mostly it was Jennifer and Victoria and Richie holding things together at the fort, and that was a good thing. I think that we've had a lot of events over the weekend, so I'm going to pose a. I'm going to give you a number of circumstances, and I want you to tell me whether you think this is a good idea or not. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Jennifer? Okay. Pulling out of the Paris Agreement, good idea or not, Jennifer?
Well, here's where we start to disagree. I think it's a good idea, yeah.
We haven't disagreed. You don't know where I am on it.
So no, not you, but I... What do you think, Victoria?
You know, well, honestly, I'm in the middle on this one. So I think there are good reasons and not so good reasons for pulling out. So I think one of the good side effects is that, and this has happened a lot with Trump, like he says he's going to do something and then other people kind of rise up together and figure out a different way around it. So like Michael Bloomberg over the weekend has vowed to help and donate money from his charity to keeping some of the standards that were set by the Paris Climate Agreement. So that's a good thing. And that's sort of like what Doug always says about, you know, defunding PBS and then it makes other people donate more in the private sector. So I think that that's been a good effect. I don't know overall. I haven't read the Paris Agreement. Isn't it like 7,000 pages or something? So
yeah.
I don't know every single thing in it. No one does. You know, I don't know a single person who's actually read the whole thing. So I don't know. I think we have to wait to see what's going to happen.
Well, Elon Musk made good on his promise to leave the advisory role.
That makes me nervous because I like him a lot and I respect him. So if he thinks it's a really bad idea, that makes me, you know, want to explore
Well, he's
that
flying
more.
On his private plane. I mean, this is what I get, what drives me
crazy. Oh, I know. They're all
hypocritical. Is that they're going to remove themselves from, like, a symbolic council, and yet they're going to still be doing private planes. They're going to be jetting to different events and things. I mean, the reason that this was such a good thing for me, and I think it was necessary for Trump to do, whether you agree politically. For me, had very little to do with whether or not you believe in climate change. This has nothing really to do with climate change. It was an economically bad deal for the United States that put more pressure on the United States than on any other country. We already lead the whole world in clean energy. We do more for emissions and that sort of thing than anybody else. And, you know, this allows China to have 30 years to get up to code, more than the United States.
Well,
it's just ridiculous.
The fact that there is. Well, the Chinese are staying in. Look at the comparison.
They have a great deal. But
they're also the biggest polluters on the
planet.
Well,
yeah, but they're getting the benefits. They're not putting anything into it. They're getting the benefits from it and not necessarily putting in their equal fair share.
I mean, I thought the genius before we, and I do want to hear what Kara said, but I think the genius of what Trump said when he made the announcement that we're pulling out is he said, look, I'm not leaving the table. I'll renegotiate a better deal.
Yeah.
All of you obstructors, come to the table and let's work out something better. It's just economically, it was horrible for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Trump does things like this to get people. You see it time after time after time. And instead of all these fools falling bait like that idiot on CNN, they called him a piece of crap last. I don't even know how come that. How does that guy still have a
Who?
Job? The this fellow named Reza Aslan, R-E-Z-A-A-S-L-A-N, apparently does Sunday nights on CNN, referred to the president as a piece of crap for his response to what went on in London. He didn't say crap. He said S-H-I-T.
Oh, because he pushed the travel ban and this, before he actually apologized, before he sent any condolences, he pushed the travel ban
on
Twitter.
How do you do that on... How do you do that on a television? I don't know.
I don't know.
But people don't understand. I'm beginning to at least understand Trump to a point where I think that he does anything to get a response. And the response is usually, oh, well, that's Trump. Or, well, maybe he's right. Maybe we can look at this and do something. Or he makes people angry because they don't think it's true. It's one of those three things usually that comes about as a result of him wanting to look at things or do things differently. So, Kara, would you, is this a good idea or not, pulling out of the Paris Agreement?
I don't know if I have a yes or no answer for you. I will say the one thing that I appreciate is that I do think it's good that we are going to, I think that it's good to look at things and see if there's a better way to do it. I don't think that, you know, just agreeing to something at the get-go and then sticking with it and saying, oh, this is definitely the best thing. I think it's good that he's going to look at things and renegotiate. But I don't know. His whole thing is America first, which I understand. I don't know if I necessarily agree and think that's the best thing. I think that how we look to the rest of the world is important. And I think that isolating ourselves from the rest of the world is not a great thing to do.
I don't think the rest of the world dares us be isolated or isolating us. That is, it, regardless of where, and you make some good points, regardless of where this all goes, America still is the only place in the world, the only place in the world that money comes because it's safe. And it will continue to be safe because the roots of the economy in this country are so deep. People don't invest in China other than to, or any place. You see a lot of people investing a lot of money in Russia? I don't think so. And that's part of this whole thing of understanding what's going on. But these fools, whether they're foolish or they're just, it's all theater, you see, it becomes, this is what's so hard in figuring things out, what really happened in London, for example. I've sifted through 12 different stories, and I kind of think now I know what went on, but do I feel comfortable as to where they all came from and who are they connected to or what's the next move? No. It's just been a lot of talk about bloodshed and how horrific it was and you know, more. It's just more terrorism. I said earlier on, this stuff will keep people from traveling, some people, but why would it keep... these things are going on everywhere.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think will not stop people from traveling, and I know Victoria watched it over the weekend as well, and I'm just kind of catching up on it now, but the One Love, the concert that they had in Manchester that Ariana Grande held was one of the most amazing things I have ever seen. And the fact that they put it on in such a short amount of time, I mean, what did the Red Cross there raise? 2.5 million euros or pounds or something?
That was a travesty for me. Went to the Red Cross. That's a travesty. But the fact that they did what they did, you're right about that, Karen. It was fabulous.
I mean, all of the performances were amazing. They got Liam Gallagher from Oasis, who...
That was like, oh, I love that moment. Oh, my God.
It was just amazing. And to see a huge... I mean, the Old Trafford, which is where Manchester United plays, and it's a huge stadium, was completely packed to capacity. So, I don't know. I think that that was something that people needed. And whether we, you know, are just putting the terrorist attacks in the background and moving on and not really doing anything, I don't know. But I think to see people united like that was something that we really need.
People united.
Yeah.
Great idea. Great visualization. It's 15 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV Experience. Doug, Jen, and Victoria with our perspectives on things. One thing we don't have different points of view on, and that's how to stay healthy. If you really are interested, I was visiting a friend of mine in the hospital last night, and I brought him two things. He's being treated for leukemia and lymphoma, and he's on a heavy dose of all kinds of things that you'd never want in your body, and you'd hope not to get this sort of thing. I brought him in some of Jack's enzymes, Dr. Jack Stockwell, and his energy, what do they call it, LFE, the energy enzymes, and some super beets. Super Beats. It's really shocking to understand what people don't know about their bodies and what makes you all tick. I think, Jennifer, you're in touch with your body, and Victoria, you're in touch with your body. Kara, you're in touch. You're thinking about what you put in it and how what you put in it is going to, what is the old expression, you are what you eat. And so if you want health and you want stamina, you want energy, you want to be fit, this is fitness in a glass. Yes, Super Beats is the circulation superfood powder that supports your heart, your healthy blood pressure, gives you energy. The girls use it differently. I think, Victoria, you use it in the morning while we're on the air. Jennifer, you use it in the afternoon to keep yourself going after having been on a couple of radio programs. Then I have to actually get to work. Kara, I'm not actually sure how you – well, you use it when you're there at the studio.
Yeah, I use I also take a double dose sometimes. Take a little bit in the morning, take a little bit in the afternoon before I go home.
Well, the earlier you get started, the less sleep you're likely to have. You want the results? You need to be awake and alive and alert for your job, for driving, just to be yourself. So if you call 800-655-4183 and get in on the program now, mention my name, you'll get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beats without cost. Plus, you'll get free shipping as well. So you can order Super Beats, just basically 90 non-GMO beets in one canister. You have one scoop equals three beets. How about that for a deal? And the energy opens up because the nitric oxide in the beets opens your arteries, gets the blood to flow to your muscles, to your brain, to all over your body, to everywhere. It is one heck of a dose of super-duper stuff. I like that for being medicinally. How about that for technical? Super-duper stuff. Super Beats is super-duper stuff. 800-655-4183 to super-duperize your body. Ooh, I like that. Can we check with the trademark department?
Super-duperized?
See if super-duperized has been trademarked.
I don't think
sure
that it has.
Let's
really
get it.
Really?
All right, let's go. Hustle over there when we get off the air, Kara, and let's put a special hold on super-duperized. Order super-duper Super Beats at 800-655-4183 or online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8080 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8080.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the number one motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one in motorcycle insurance from 2014 Millward Brown National Survey data.
Deep prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Sound of death on the radio. The toxicology report on Chris Connell. His widow Vicky has issued a statement following the release of the report showing prescription drugs in his system when he died. She said, quote, many of us who knew Chris well noticed that he wasn't himself during his final hours and that something was really off. So we've learned from the report that several substances were found in his system. After so many years of sobriety, this moment of terrible judgment seems to have completely impaired and altered his state of mind. Something clearly went terribly wrong, and my children and I are heartbroken. You know, I'm going to depart, as I normally do, from all of the back-slapping and congratulations. What a great entertainer. He was a selfish bastard. To leave his wife and his children like that because he had something going on in his life that he couldn't control.
But I think her point is that he didn't know what he was doing. Well, he was not.
He started someplace.
He didn't have suicidal tendencies before.
No, he didn't.
You know,
but he started by using the drugs. He made a decision to use these. In his system was naloxone, butabil, whatever the hell that is, lorazepam, sudafeferin, barbiturates. All were in his system. You know, just that doesn't happen by accident.
No, I know. Yeah. I think her point was that his intention was not to take his own life.
Well, his intention was to abuse himself because he couldn't deal with the realities of life. And people who can't deal with them, I understand that. I have trouble dealing with a lot of realities in my life, too. But I seek help and acknowledge. I'm not like everybody, and I'm not Doug Steffen, a wonderful guy. I just know that what it takes for me sometimes to put up or understand what goes on requires another point of view, not just mine. I don't have the end-all and the be-all and the knowledge, and if I see or feel myself going down a slippery slope, then I jump for some kind of help.
I think that people have a disease, and so it's hard for us to think what it's like in their brain. But I agree with you, Doug. When I look at this, and I know how hard I work, and I know how many weird thoughts I have in my head. And you're right, you reach out. I go, gosh, I don't have a lot of sympathy there, until you realize, well, maybe their brain is just a lot sicker than mine, or maybe a lot sicker than you. I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's like in someone else's head, I guess. But
no, I don't think
I understand what you're saying.
But, we all have issues, and we got to deal with the issues in order to survive, because there are a lot of people who are dependent.
Well, especially when it's not just about you anymore. Yeah,
right,
at some point, you go, okay, this is beyond me in this moment. But
I mean, suicide is the most selfish thing anyone can do.
Yeah.
And I know what you're saying. I just think that there was something, I don't know, it's very sad. It's a tragedy for everyone involved.
And a waste time on something that you can't do anything about. All right, here's the latest on Greg Allman, who's still dead. He was laid to rest at a funeral in Macon, Georgia this weekend. It was open to family and friends only, but there were a lot of fans along the route, which is understandable. And they made, when they set up the route, they passed some of the music ventures that he performed in over the years. Liver cancer was the reason for his passing. Allman's ex-wife, Cher, was in the chapel. I thought that was interesting because she had some ups and downs with him over the years. She tweeted a special message about their children. See, I think that's an example of class. You got kids together, you pay attention to each other. You don't just drop out because you can't stand the other person or whatever it is. So this is one of the best songs the Allman Brothers ever did. And with that, we'll pass out or pass around or pass through a quick tribute to Greg Allman. 28 past the hour.
Emotional baiting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all want to connect with others to some extent, so it's important to understand that we all probably fall somewhere on the continuum of emotional baiting. And it's even more important to understand what emotional baiting is. Emotional baiting is fishing for people to be interested in you. For example, you might tell someone that your health's not doing well, and then when they ask what's going on with you, you might take your good old time in responding, with the intention of baiting them to continually ask and see how you're doing. But emotional baiting is a game we play when we feel insecure, when we want others' attention but aren't willing to outright ask for it. And if you'd like to skip all the antics and move much more further away on the continuum from emotional baiting, then here's what to do when you want attention. Just ask for it. It's that simple. And there's no judgment, because we all want emotional attention sometimes. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Now 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with the DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I understand from talking to some of our experts, we were talking earlier, sharing experiences, Kara and I, from the Talkers Convention in New York. A lot of hosts there from all around the country. And as a matter of fact, I think it was my friend Jim Bohannon who said that he had inside information, because his show originates from Washington, and the inside information was...
Clearly, if he has inside information, we should share it, right?
Well, yeah, that's what we're going to do. Okay. We're going to share the inside information.
Okay, good. Nobody say anything.
Now, this is a big secret.
He says he has really good information that the Democrats have decided that they're going to run Al Franken at the top of the ticket in 2020, and his running mate is going to be Jill Stein.
Oh, my God, that's a disaster.
The reason they're doing it is
See, I totally don't believe that. Democrats hate Jill Stein. They hate her because she cost Hillary.
I don't think that's going to happen.
The reason is because the bumper sticker would read...
Oh, Frankenstein.
Oh, boy.
By the way, you know what? Make this a joke.
Wait a minute.
Franken
that
actually
was really
would be
choice.
A...
Give it a minute to simmer, will you, please? Al Franken, Jill Stein, the bumper sticker is Frankenstein.
Right, Frankenstein.
I thought that was choice. You apparently don't believe or don't agree or don't think that that is was choice. All right, so anyway.
Frank and I wouldn't be surprised, by the way, in all seriousness, because he's been out and about a lot.
Mm. Yeah, we really, you think Trump's bad. Oof. Okay, so what would you started to say something, Jennifer, and I wanted to
that was
savor
it. That
the
was
moment.
It.
Frankenstein!
Yeah, no, that
Frankenstein.
Was
all right, we're doing, Victoria, you sort of held back on that. Well, you were very serious, though. You fell for it. It was good.
But. No, I mean, I'm only in the, that just, to me, like, the joke is the two of them involved at the top of a ticket. Like, that's just, you know.
Anga banga. I want to say hi to Raymond Somich, who is the president of our affiliate, a wonderful radio station in East Cleveland, that has been carrying this program for quite a while, and I like their spirit. I liked his spirit. As a matter of fact, I think the picture that's posted of me and a lady we're going to have on the air later on this morning, the lady who does the program, I think, Carrie, you met her. You spent some time with her. She's kind of a character. Beth, and I don't know that I pronounce her last name correctly, but she has a radio program in Houston, and it's called Love and Laughter with Beth, but it's about, she is a, you know how we talk about spiritual advisors? She's a sex therapist and has a store in Houston that sells all kinds of things that are helpful when it comes to that sort of thing. And that there was a width and breadth of people and experiences and stuff. And they don't know really what to say. That's why neither Jennifer or Victoria is saying a word at the moment. But
well, I think you just told us she's, I mean, what would you like us to say? Well, sex therapist.
I'm waiting for, like, the rest of the story to happen.
The rest of the story is that the picture that appears, I don't know what we did with it, Kara, did it show up? I think it got posted on the DJV site, or was it on our Facebook page, of the fellow from the station in Cleveland and with Beth. There's a picture of the three of us together. So if you like, I don't know that we described as well as we might have, but I know the picture has been tagged.
I'll have to check it out. I don't know if I've seen that one on the DJV show page, so
if it isn't there, you might want to put it there. It would be a good place for it to go. Meanwhile, back at Good Idea or Not, was it wrong to release the dash cam footage of Tiger Woods' DUI arrest? Was it a good idea to release the footage or not? Jennifer?
It's hard to say. Okay, well, no, it's hard to say. Here's why. I think that dash cam footage for public consumption in cases of maybe misconduct or if something goes wrong, it's important. And so I don't know what the distinction would be not to show Tiger Woods. I just know that it's very embarrassing. And that kind of stuff, if it were me, I would be horrified that that kind of thing could be released publicly and haunt you forever and ever and ever, especially when you're Tiger Woods and you have kids. Yeah. So, I mean, do I condone what he did? Do I think he deserves protection? No, because he's a celebrity. I just know me as a normal, average, everyday person, if someone released this on me, I would be totally, I would be so mortified. So I don't know. I don't know what the I don't know like if I would have a position on dash cam footage. I guess maybe it shouldn't have been. I don't know.
A lot of people on social media bemoaning the release of the footage, claiming it was more. It was just about public shaming, and there's no.
But see, it's available. That kind of stuff is public record.
Yeah.
So unless you change dash cam footage for everybody, it's public record, and that's what I get. I mean, I understand where it's useful sometimes when we need to see what really happened in a very public case, if somebody gets shot by a police officer or whatever. I understand why it can be helpful, and why that part of it should be public record. But when it comes to like a traffic stop, I don't know.
Well, I guess in each state it's different. In Florida, I guess it's public record. Like, there was a battle in North Carolina to release that the family of one of the many black men who's been shot by cops recently. So that was, they were going back and forth with the North Carolina authorities. So I guess it's not public record there, or it's case by case now. So it's all different. But, I mean, I don't know. If it wasn't Tiger Woods, I don't know that anyone would have even seen this footage.
Shared. Right. Yeah. Is that. So why shouldn't it be treated just like everybody else? Is the question, Kara, a good idea or not to release the dash cam footage of Tiger Woods' DUI arrest?
I think I'm in the same boat as Jen, where it really differs case by case, but I just, why do we need to see it? Like, I'm of the mentality that if it's something that affects the public, if it's something that affects us, then it's something that we should see. But in this situation, like, it doesn't affect any of us. Mm-hmm. And I just think that this leads to, so many of these videos lead to people making a decision before it's actually gone through the legal system, and they've made the decision, and I think that influences the legal system sometimes. So, I don't know. I don't think I needed to see it. And I haven't
seen
it.
Could he get a fair trial? If he had to go to court, could he get a fair trial given the fact that that thing was everywhere?
Yes, I think that he could. I think it was very clear that this was not alcohol, and his plight would then be to say that this was a mistake, and he'd have to provide that doctors gave him the prescriptions and he was taking them as you. I mean, really, if he can prove that he was taking the medications as prescribed, he's got no problem.
Right.
If he can't, which I would presume that he can't, then that's where his issue's going to be.
So another one of these people, not unlike what we were talking about, the singer who is now needs help, reaching out for help. Amazing how many people are hung up on drugs. My God.
Well, Tiger's had a lot of surgery. I mean, this is all post-op stuff, which
what happened before all these drugs were available? How did people get to heal after they had
I think
surgery?
They used a lot of Advil or something. I don't know.
I was
it seems
a kid
to be very strong stuff that they give you now.
Right. And that's, there's been a lot of money made developing these drugs, and maybe they're... I was talking about being in the hospital with my friend last night and talking about what his treatment is. He has a really bad case of lymphoma and leukemia, stuff that just is horrible. And he's going through a new protocol. He's the first person after the FDA approved this protocol to actually be doing it in the country. And he had a less than 50-50 chance of surviving using the old chemo, but he has an 85 or 90% chance of surviving given this new protocol, which will take him all summer through the fall to have bone marrow transplants, where they have to first flush the chemistry that is the cancer out of his body. And so we were talking about the sorts of things that have been developed and how they get developed and who develops them and how expensive they are. But at the end of the day, are you happy to pay? I think most people would tell you if it was a choice between not being able to live and being able to live, that they're happy to pay, or that somebody, more importantly, made a lot of money developing a drug that will keep a lot of people alive. And so that's one thing. Now, is he going to get, he's not in pain, he's just, he says, and this is something you use your imagination, he says everything that he smells, everything he tastes, his pee, his poop, everything about his body smells like the chemo.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's, and all summer and into the fall, that's how he's going to live his life.
Jeez.
In order to overcome this.
Yeah, when it comes to Tiger Woods,
I wish him well.
I think a lot of people, you just have a trust of doctors, and I think that people want to believe that whatever doctors are prescribing is in their best interest and is safe for them to take. And I think we're learning more and more with the opioid, addictions that's not necessarily the case. And so I can imagine being Tiger Woods and whether he was taking the drugs the way he was supposed to or not. I just think that, you trust, okay, you're given these medicine and it's supposed to help you and it's supposed to, make you better. And the, apparently has a lot of other repercussions.
So, they're so highly addictive that once your body starts on them, when you're someone who has resources, and I'm not saying this is a Tiger Woods case, but many people start to figure it out when their bodies become dependent, and it is their bodies. It's not just their mind at this point. It's like they physically depend on it. Then they start going to multiple doctors and they start racking up prescriptions. And that was one of the great things. I mean, this is one of the things that I really love about Obama. And there's a short list because I don't like much about it, but they actually started to put into place a system that would track how many prescriptions you were getting that were like this. I mean, not necessarily penicillin, but they would track opioid prescriptions. And that was one of the good parts of it. Now, people still manage their way around the system by going to dentists and going to other places to pick up medication. But that's why so many people started turning to heroin, I guess, because they were kicked off of prescriptions. And so then they say, well, for $10, I can get heroin, and it's the same effect. It's scary.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So that brings into focus, I had a conversation with somebody at the Talkers Talent Convention on Friday about certain commercials and why we do them and how we do them and should we do them. And so when people hear what I'm about to tell you about a place where you can deal with your addiction, they wonder, what kind of a story is this to tell on a program like this? It's a reality-based answer to the problem we've just spent the last 10 minutes talking about. Because there's so many stories every day about people being arrested on drug charges. So when I tell you about better addiction care, people are taken back by it. Well, I'm not going to call that number because I really don't have a problem. But I bet you know somebody who does. Because in almost every family, in my family, in your family, in our families, we've had somebody, a son, a daughter, a spouse, a sibling, who's had an addiction and is struggling with it. And how many times a day do we have these conversations? In this hour alone, we've had two separate discussions about men who have had a tough time dealing with drugs. And both of them could have benefited from this program. But are people likely to run right out and jump on the phone and call up, okay, I got a problem? No, you need the people need support. That's where family love and support come into play. Because if you don't help the people, we're here, my philosophical point of view on life is that we're here to help. We're all here to do things to make life better for ourselves, yep, but for other people as well. It isn't just about you. And so when it comes to that woman, the wife of the singer, should have done something about it. I mean, I don't know what their personal life was all about.
Well, yeah, I think that she has been, from all accounts that I've read about their marriage, I think she has been his absolute rock. And I think she did, you know, it's not her job to keep someone else alive. I think that that's, you know, I don't want to get into blaming her.
I'm sure she did as much as she possibly could do. I'm just saying that in terms of what there is, there's so much around now. We have such a problem with drugs. The awareness of how to handle it is what I'm trying to deal with here in this circumstance. And that's why the focus on better addiction care and how they are proceeding to help people is a way for at least one option that you can check out. So I'll give you the number. 844-262-8658. 844-262-8658, and then you hit #1. Free consultation. The cycle of addiction is so strong, so difficult to stop, as we've discussed here. That's why you want to call 844-262-8658. That's 844-262-8658 for a free consultation. You'll be happy to know that most insurance programs pay 100% of the cost. 844-262-8658.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Whoa, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Time for Monday at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan here to update you on some items as we have time. Two or three things that will affect your life. That's the whole idea, to give you information that you can't get. Maybe the details for stories that you can't get somewhere else. Brought to you by the folks at Verizon. And, well, I'm not sure. I think maybe the suggestion here maybe the idea of switching to T-Mobile as Verizon's network slows under the load of unlimited data. T-Mobile is throwing Verizon customers a lifeline. So let's listen to Andy Solomon's story.
Starting May 31st and for a limited time, Verizon customers can walk into any T-Mobile store, put their phone on a faster network built for unlimited, and get that phone paid off in full. Andrew Sherrard, CMO at T-Mobile.
We are throwing a lifeline to millions of customers trapped on Verizon's sinking network. Now you can ditch Verizon, keep your phone, and we'll even pay it off for you and the whole family. The latest super phones work great on T-Mobile's network ever since we rolled out Extended Range LTE. Now is the best time ever to make the switch.
For years, carriers have led you to believe the phones you buy from them only work on their network. That's how it used to be, but no more.
No more giving up your device, buying a new one, and transferring your photos, contacts, and apps. Now you're free to keep your phone and your number. No trade-in required. Simply port in a number with T-Mobile One, pop in a new SIM, and you're all set. It's that quick and easy.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Robin, give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, let's get to social media. As a matter of fact, the history of social media. This sounds like a movie that Mel Brooks would produce. Social media, the history of social media.
Although, he could make that very funny, actually.
Oh, yeah, he could make it funny. This is not funny.
No.
Visa applications and what's going to be required. What's the story here?
Well, the U.S. State Department has, this has been tossed around as an idea. Now it's officially a process. They've rolled out a questionnaire that asks for a 5-year history of social media accounts, phone numbers, email addresses, a 15-year history of your physical address, your last name, and your employers for any potential visa applicant. They probably, it looks like they're not going to use it for every applicant, but they're definitely going to be profiling certain people. So, you know, if you, you know, if you come from Pakistan, you better hand over your social media accounts.
Right. Yeah.
So that's pretty much the way it's going. They say that the questionnaire will be given to people suspected of posing a threat to national security. They estimate that that's about 65,000 applicants per year.
Wow.
So this is, you know, all part of the extreme vetting that President Trump has said he wants to have happen. So it's happening, and we'll see how it goes.
Yep. All right. There's a new kind of smart straw, or as they say here in New England, smart straws for girls. Well, I don't know.
This is
basically for girls, though. Guys wouldn't use this, right?
Well, I have a guy friend who was roofied. So, yeah. So, this is essentially what this is. There are three high school girls who are trying to make it easier for people to protect themselves from having their drinks spiked with date rape drugs. So they made a plan. They call them smart straws, and they'll test the drinks on the spot. And they won a prize, actually. They go to Gulliver Prep High School in Miami, and they won the Miami Herald's business plan challenge with their invention of these smart straws. And the straws would automatically test for GBH and ketamine, which are the two most popular date rape drugs. As part of their project, they conducted a survey at Northwestern University, and they found that half of the respondents from the college said that they know someone who's been drugged at a party.
Oof.
And 85% of them said that they would use this product. So they're now actually going to put this on Kickstarter. This is definitely something that will get some of my money to help fund this, because it's, you know, three young girls who are really on the forefront of social awareness and trying to do something about this. You know, they said it's not a solution to end rape, but they are hoping that they'll be able to lower the amount of rape in dangerous situations that people find themselves in because of being drugged. I mean, look at that Stanford swimmer guy. You know, that girl was completely drugged and out of her mind. So if they can prevent even just one case, then I think it's a success.
Pretty amazing. Again, all the focus on drugs, drug usage. The epidemic continues. It's 59 past the hour. Thanks for your attention to this hour of the DJV Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.